Hello and welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. I'm Max Thompson and I'm Deputy Editor at TXF. If you'd like to see more about our stories or our events, then please head on over to our website. You can take it from there. First up in the project and export finance space, on our essentials news offering, the water purchase agreement for the Al Hulu facility IWPP expansion project in Qatar has been signed with Karama. On our third-party news tracker service in the project and export space, Solar Energy Corporation of India has received two bids totaling 900 megawatt of capacity in its 1.2 gigawatt ISTS-connected wind hybrid power projects tender. PPP infrastructure investment company BBGI SICAV has increased its stake in the Ohio River Bridges East End Crossing PPP project with the purchase of a further 33.3% equity interest for an undisclosed sum, and the EBRD is considering providing a senior secured reserve-based loan alongside a mix of international and local banks for the 400 million Midia gas development project in Romania, the first new offshore gas development in the Romanian Black Sea Basin since 1989. Over in the commodity finance space, oil traders are starting the slow process of cleaning up cargoes of Russian crude that were loaded onto tankers at a port in the Baltic Sea during a contamination crisis. Russian-based mineral fertilizer producer Akron Group has executed an amendment agreement to extend their up to $750 million five-year syndicated structured pre-export finance facility, which was originally signed in May 2017. Standard Chartered Bank Kenya is providing a $35 million loan to Kenya Tea Development Agency to finance the purchase of 95,000 metric tons of fertilizer to be distributed to KTDA tea farmers. Rothschild & Co. has ended its advisory mandate with ADNI on the financing of the 4 billion Carmichael coal mine in Queensland, Australia. And last, but by no means least, in the trade finance sphere, Eurozone banks are turning away from cross-border activity, putting at risk the bloc's banking union and raising the risk of dangerous fragmentation. European Central Bank Vice President Luis de Guindos said, Supply Chain Finance Group Capital Bay has received the approval for the Securities Commission Malaysia to operate a peer-to-peer financing platform. And US-based E2 Open, provider of supply chain solutions, has signed a definitive agreement for the acquisition of Amber Road in a deal worth about $425 million. That's all for now, folks. And don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle @TXFmedia.